You ever have a situation where a celebrity starts flirting with maybe you in front of your significant other?
Or every
maybe,
day of my life.
Maybe flirting with your significant other in front of you? Because I feel like that happened over the weekend. So we got invited. Our friends have a house on Nantucket. Mm-hmm. And we were out, I think it was Friday night. And we were waiting to go into this pretty well-known restaurant. It's called Vintuno. It's an Italian restaurant.
All right.
And then they have a bar out back called Back Bar. Mm-hmm. It's a whole scene. The Italian restaurant is two stories. It's in like an old house.
Sure.
And it's got a bar downstairs. And it's just a complete scene. And so we get there, and it's going to be an hour wait to get into the restaurant. And so,
good thing they have the back bar.
They have the back bar. But my wife and her friend have drinks in their hands. So you can't walk into a bar with your drink. And
you walked into a restaurant with drinks?
No, they didn't. They had them in their hands, but they didn't walk in. Like, they one person
you walked else, down the street with a drink?
Yes.
Is this like a Bourbon Street
where
situation?
Where do you think you are, sir?
I don't know where they think they are. I was not. They were. And to make matters even more interesting is the cups they were carrying them in were little kids' birthday cups that said happy birthday. Like little plastic 6 ounce.
Well, one does not want to bring a Stanley. You must lose that.
And so there's a gentleman sitting on a bench, kind of looking at his phone, I guess maybe waiting to go into the restaurant.
So like you do.
And he starts chatting up the ladies. Oh, I love your cups, ladies. And they're like, oh, thank you. They're all getting all a little chatty with him. And I'm just...
It's a conversation starter.
It is.
Boozy sippy cups.
Thank you. And so I'm just kind of looking at this, all this happen. And I'm trying to... I'm like, yeah, I was giving him a hard time about it. And he just kind of ignores me and talks to them some more. And then he gets up and kind of walks away. And I'm like, that guy looked familiar to me. And they're like, really? I said, yeah. Like, I don't know. He's like I felt like he was a football coach. Mm-hmm. And I said, I think it's a football coach. Like, for a big program. Like, I can't put my finger on it, but maybe like an Alabama or Georgia. Like, this guy is famous. And they're like, no, he's not. And so then he comes back over and strikes up another conversation with them. And the three of them are just,
And your wife is a smoke show. I'm sorry.
No, her and her friend. Listen, I get it. I totally get it.
How are you feeling at this point as you're excluded from the conversation?
To be honest with you, I was just trying to figure out who he was at this point. I didn't care. Flirt away, buddy. I want to ask you who you are.
Did you like take a picture and do a Google search?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to be rude. And so...
Somebody write that down. Today is the day Carson said he didn't want to do that.
Well, because if you don't really know who they are, that's rude. Like, if it was Donald Glover, who I heard was on the island...
wouldn't need to Google him.
I would know him, and ask for a picture.
And I'm not suggesting walking up and saying, take a picture. I mean, you surreptitiously take it, and you do a reverse image. Yeah, search for it.
Yeah, I didn't... No,
the internet's your friend.
So, he goes to walk in the restaurant and with another couple, and the guy says to his wife, oh, look, Coach is here. And so I'm like, see, I was right. I knew it was a coach. So then we go into the back, and now I'm just racking my brain.
Must have been a really fun dinner.
Well, we were just drinking at this point. We
had fun drinks.
Well, the girls were all, oh, he was kind of cute, chatting and all up.
Oh, they liked it.
Yeah, oh, of course they did. He was a good-looking guy.
Getting attention from a good-looking human being is always a nice thing.
Yes, he was very fit, in good shape, mm-hmm. great teeth, nice out, like, yes, all of those things. And then it finally clicks. As a lifelong Washington football fan, Kennedy, you and I both, mm-hmm. it is the former coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Jason Garrett. Mm. Now, Jason Garrett went to Princeton. He won 3 Super Bowls with the Cowboys. Now he does television, all of that stuff. And it clicks in my head, and I tell the ladies, they're like, oh, we should have talked to him. We should. So they spent like the next hour just talking about this guy.
Yeah, he was the head coach of the Cowboys for years.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know how much the head coach of the Cowboys makes, but it's a lot. Drinks are awfully expensive in Nantucket, but go find him. Say hi again.
Apparently, there's a whole contingent of people. So he was from Texas, and they now call it like Texas Tucket or something, or Nan Texas.
No kidding.
There's this whole contingent of people from from
well,
that
you
area.
You find somewhere you can go hide and people leave you alone?
Right.
Because honestly, I don't think anybody on Nantucket cares about celebrity. I can't find any information about anything when anybody goes there.
It's because I think there's so many of them out there.
And I think that's why
they
like it. Do you know what I mean?
Other than Bill Belichick riding around with his 23-year-old girlfriend.
That's yeah. just the
Well, Lana's too old for him, so you're fine there.
I mean, you speak the truth, Dan. I can't argue with that one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.